This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's Cyber Monday, and retailers are advertising those big sales to try to get you to buy more stuff online. If you're traveling back home today, gas prices are still falling. It's $3.54 a gallon today, says the AAA, down 12 cents in a week. Now to gun control. Lawmakers are talking about it after two mass shootings in a week.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Colorado Governor Jared Polis says something needs to be done.
It's about mental health. Of course, it's about gun policy. Of course, it's about anti-LGBTQ rhetoric.
But the Democrat says it can be done without invoking a ban.
Where you need an additional license or background check for some of the most high-powered weapons.
Also on the show, Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer.
Cities that have the most strict gun laws, like Washington, D.C., Chicago. These are the cities with the highest rate of crimes.
Comer says he'd support legislation aimed at improving mental health access and boosting law enforcement. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Two people have been rescued after their small plane crashed into power lines in Montgomery County, Maryland, just outside D.C. Both people are seriously injured, say authorities. The crash knocked out power to thousands of people in the area. Devastating Russian strikes in Ukraine have cut off power to many hospitals. Power outages have strained and disrupted the healthcare system. Two small children died of stab wounds after their mother was taken into custody for observation over the weekend in New York City, say police.
Additional information said the female was trying to burn items inside of the kitchen area. Officers arrived and found a 24-year-old female naked inside of the apartment on the third floor, acting irrational.
The woman was taken into custody until an ambulance arrived to take her to a hospital. This is AP News. In China, authorities have eased antivirus rules in some areas, but are sticking with their severe zero COVID strategy after crowds demanded President Xi Jinping resign during protests against controls that confine millions of people to their homes.
Police forcibly cleared demonstrators in Shanghai as they took to the streets to publicly oppose the government's zero COVID policy, which leaves millions of people confined to their homes for weeks and requires near constant testing. Social media reports indicated that the protests also spread to at least seven other cities, including Beijing, and dozens of university campuses. Large-scale protests are exceedingly rare in China, where public expressions of dissent are routinely stifled. But a direct rebuke of Xi, the country's most powerful leader in decades, is seen as extraordinary. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.